live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's been calls for an interim government to be elected if a deal to form a new one isn't passed on Friday. Serious concern has been raised in Letterkenny following a number of unauthorised diffing events being held in the town over the weekend. Groups of up to six people can meet indoors in Northern Ireland from next Tuesday. It's emerged that access to two popular beauty spots in Inishowen have been cut off to the general public. And Donegal County Council has today launched its new e-parking service. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Incredible Hulk is to appear at a Green Party event this evening as part of a push in favour of the programme for government. Actor Mark Ruffalo will take part in a conference call with Green leader Eamon Ryan to talk about fracking and environmental commitments. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Of all the people to enlist to support your cause, a Marvel superhero is not bad going. Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo has been a campaigner against frack gas and will join the Green Party members tonight to talk about the commitment in the programme for government to ban imported fracked gas. It's part of the final push to get party members to support the programme for government as they cast their postal ballots. Members of all parties have been heavily campaigning to get their members on side with the deal. Earlier, Taoiseach Simon Coveney said it's the right one for the country.
But I think it's also the right thing to do for the three political parties. This can be a good government. We can work together. It doesn't mean that parties lose their identity. They certainly won't. Certainly, in my party's case, we won't.
Postal ballots will be sent away over the coming days ahead of the results on Friday, with a new government possibly in place by the weekend.
Well, there's been calls for an interim government to be elected if a deal to form a new one isn't passed on Friday. Members of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens are voting this week on whether to enter government. But with criminal legislation that mandates a special criminal court needing to be passed by Monday, there's been calls for the Dáil to elect a provisional regime if the deal fails. Minister Richard Bruton has been urging members of his own party, Fine Gael, to back it.
I'm not going to say anything that would either hinder other parties. They are independent parties. And they need the time and space to make their decisions. But I'm very satisfied with the content of the programme, and I believe it's the right thing for the country, and it is the right parties at this time of challenge to be taking over the leadership of the country through a difficult period.
Serious concern has been raised in Letterkenny following a number of unauthorised diffing events being held in the town over the weekend. Gardaí have been praised for their intervention after reports of hundreds of people congregating in the Bonagie area over the past 2 nights, with traffic ground to a standstill in the town centre on a number of occasions, resulting in the closure of the Pierce Road at one stage. Chair of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee and local councillor Jerry McMonagall says this type of activity, particularly in the middle of a global pandemic, is completely unacceptable.
Cars that were, stripped up and very noisy, driving about, and also then large crowds gathering at the Bonagie area. And, people are concerned. Here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and there didn't seem to be any self-isolating or regulations. I believe the Gardaí had to close the Pierce Road over the weekend for a period of time because of it. I can understand people's concern and being anxious that this seemed to be happening this weekend, and there wasn't no official rally on, and there's still regulations in place about crowds gathering. So, I understand their concern, and I'd just like to thank the Gardaí for how well they've dealt with it to date, and just ask people to desist from this type of behaviour.
It was quite shocking to see, though, especially that we know you mentioned there the social distancing concerns, but also those travel restrictions as well. And, one can only assume that some of those people who were partaking in that behaviour maybe necessarily weren't from Donegal over the weekend.
Yeah, that seems to be the case, as there was a number of vehicles that had out-of-county registrations. I even heard myself this last couple of nights you could have an increased noise in the evening times because there is a little traffic about at the minute, but these sort of souped up type cars with loud revving and the exhaust and all, and I can understand the concerns of the people that phone me, and as I say, I would ask people to act responsibly.
The record increase in cases of the coronavirus globally have been described as fires burning around the world by the WHO. 183,000 cases were registered yesterday by the World Health Organization. The figures come as Ireland prepares to further ease lockdown restrictions on Monday. Dr. Margaret Harris from the WHO says certain regions have seen a spike in cases.
Sunday we had record numbers of cases, but that was a record that is being, unfortunately, the worst kind of record made every day. And we're seeing it particularly driven by the Americas, by the United States of America, but also many countries in Latin America, especially Brazil, where they've got a very severe, devastating outbreak. So essentially around the world, we have fires burning.
Meanwhile, decisions have yet to be taken on some of the country's islands on whether to open fully to visitors from next Monday. Travel is permitted anywhere in Ireland from June the 29th, including offshore islands. Some residents on the Aran Islands off the coast of County Galway are concerned the coronavirus may be brought to the islands with a large increase in visitor numbers. Minister of State for the Gaeltacht and the Islands, Sean Kine, says the concerns are understandable and a phased approach could be considered.
At many islands, you know, the residents haven't seen tourists for a long, long number of months, and I think that they would be perhaps more comforted by seeing people that they would know initially before there's a full opening. And there is concern. I've spoken to the doctor and Anish Moore today, and she has her concerns about a too quick reopening. So those are the challenges that we face.
Up to 50% of restaurants in Ireland could close following the COVID-19 crisis. That's according to the Restaurants Association of Ireland, which is calling for a bailout of €1.8 billion to save the sector. Laura Donnelly has more.
Restaurant owners say half of them will go out of business without an emergency grant aid package. Economist Jim Power compiled the report for the association examining the impact of lockdown and social distancing.
In terms of the hierarchy of pain felt by different sectors of the economy, restaurants are way up there, because from the middle of March until the 29th of June, most of them have been effectively closed, although some have been doing a takeaway business. Surviving that sort of environment in itself is incredibly difficult.
The Restaurants Association of Ireland is calling for a €1.8 billion package, which includes a cut to the VAT rate, rent support, waiving local authority fees, and continuing to pay the wage subsidy scheme. Jim Power says recovery will be slow.
There will be obviously the other health protocols that will have to be put in place. There will be the total collapse in international visitors into the country this year, and you'd be dubious about the prospects of recovery next year.
The group says if 100,000 workers are unemployed for a year, it would cost the Exchequer around €2 billion in increased social protection expenditure.
In the north, groups of up to six people can meet indoors from next Tuesday. It means the region will become the first part of the UK to allow some indoor gatherings. The First Minister says people will still need to stick to social distancing, but Arlene Foster hints hotels, restaurants and pubs may not need to abide by the 2 metre rule.
We have heard very clearly what they're saying to us about the social distancing guidelines at present. But we do expect some announcements tomorrow around this from an English point of view, and we will of course be looking at the evidence that will come forward off the back of that.
It comes as no new COVID-19 related deaths have been recorded in Northern Ireland today for the second day in a row. The death toll remains at 545. One new case has been reported, bringing the total number of cases in the north to 4,871. It's emerged that access to two popular beauty spots in Inishowen has been cut off to the general public. Pathways to the Isle of Doe and Tullabh beaches have been closed with either a fence or barbed wire perimeters in recent days. It's understood that there have been concerns locally over quads, scramblers and tractors damaging the dune systems in the area. But local councillor Albert Doherty says shutting the amenities off to everyone is not the solution, and alternative measures need to be considered as a matter of urgency.
Over the weekend, I visited two areas in the parish of Clamanny, Lake of Curry and Tulla, and there are now fencing or gates erected where traditionally people access the beaches at both areas, and they are now unable to do so. And that has incensed some local people, has incensed many local people, and also those who visit the area. And then, of course, there's probably reasons behind all of this. So first of all, I've asked the council to clarify the status of the roadways involved. And second of all, I do believe there's a role for council and nationally legislation to resolve these issues. And of course, landowners, we need to be fair to all. They too have issues that have to be heard.
So really, there has to be some sort of a solution there available that, you know, will suit everyone effectively.
The issue may be about safety of the animals that some of the farming stock own. And the issues could be that those who have camped or arrived there on their lands have been anything but tidy. Or perhaps it's the damage to dune systems that are done by the scramblers or quads as they make their way into and onto those private areas. And then the big issue also is insurance. Those who own the land are always uptight about any insurance issues that can happen with visitors. And right-of-ways and access is a big issue and needs to be dealt with.
Donegal County Council has today launched its new e-parking service. The initiative will provide cashless methods to pay for parking via a smartphone app and website. It will operate in Ballybuffet, Buncrana, Bundoran, Donegal Town and Letterkenny, where pay and display is currently in operation. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Rena Dunhey, explains how it works.
From today, the 22nd of June, traffic wardens will return to their normal duties, Michaela. For some time now, the pay and display was suspended with the COVID-19. So Donegal County Council has brought out a new e-parking service in five towns in the county: Ballybuffet, Bundoran, Donegal Town, Letterkenny and Buncrana. That's where the pay and display is already. So e-parking can be used on any of the streets or in any of the car parks where it already operates. So the roads director for the county, John McLaughlin, has explained how the new service is an additional and more convenient way to pay for your parking. So if anyone is more comfortable using the existing way to pay, then they can, of course, use the machines in the old way. So e-parking, you're right, it is a modern and quick way of paying for parking. And it's very, very easy to use. You just download the e-parking app from the App Store or Google Play or whatever. You buy the credit and you pay similar to that if you're paying for your bins, really. So on a wet day, we don't have to fumble about looking for coins or stand in the rain at a machine. So I think it's very positive and very good and a very easy way to do our business of e-parking.
At 16 minutes past five, it's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer, and there seems to be some bad news on the horizon for Institute. The Northern Ireland Football League will meet tonight to decide on how to end the Irish League Premiership season. The 12 clubs failed to bring a solution to the table as they couldn't get a unanimous decision on how to resume the season. The NIFL will now end the campaign under UEFA's mathematical formula or with the current positions made final. No matter what way they decide, it looks certain that Institute will be relegated, with Portadown coming up as champions. Linfield would be champions, with Coleraine finishing second, and both clubs would play in Europe. It looks like they're also set to finish the Irish FA Cup, which is at the semi-final stage. Coleraine, Cliftonville, Glentoran and Ballymena United are still involved there. Well, the three soccer leagues in Donegal will meet tonight to discuss finishing their seasons. The Ulster Senior League, the Donegal Junior League and the Inishowen League will meet to draw out a plan as to what their next steps will be. The Donegal and Inishowen League want to finish their current campaigns, but the Ulster Senior League still have to confirm, as it is dependent on a number of factors which they need to be tied down. Cross Channel Manchester City can delay Liverpool's Premier League coronation a little bit longer tonight. A victory for City at home to Burnley in the 8 o'clock kickoff would mean that Jurgen Klopp's side will remain 5 points from the title. Tottenham manager Jose Mourinho insists Harry Kane has no problem scoring goals in his team. Former Arsenal forward Paul Merson has suggested the England captain may have to leave Spurs because of Mourinho's style of play. But the ex-Chelsea and Manchester United boss has hit back at those claims. He's highlighted at least one other striker who's excelled under him.
Zlatan. He played for me 1.5 season. He scored 58 goals, which gives a 29 average per season. So, dear Paul, I have lots of respect for you. I think Harry Kane has no problems at all to score goals in my teams.
Tottenham, meanwhile, have extended the contracts of defender Jan Vertonghen and goalkeeper Michael Vorm. Their deals were due to expire at the end of the month, but they'll now be made available for the rest of the rescheduled Premier League season. In AFL news, Irish Aussie rules player Conor McKenna is at the centre of a storm in the Australian media after testing positive for COVID-19. The Tyrone native who plays for Essendon Bombers is reported to have broken quarantine restrictions before the positive test. Seven News had said that there is a false positive line of inquiry, but that it's too early to say. The 24-year-old is asymptomatic and had returned all negative tests previously, but the positive test has led to the AFL banning contact training for large groups for the next 4 weeks. The Gaelic Players Association say almost a fifth of players that responded to a survey admitted they may not return to play this year because it's not safe to do so. Inter-county training can resume on the 14th of September, and the GPA also wants any inter-county training session organised before that date to be covered by the GAA Injury Benefits Scheme. The GPA has also called for the GAA to scrap the provincial championships this season in order to go with a straight knockout form with an open draw. As we know, the players, of course, can return to the GA pitches as from this coming Wednesday. Tonight's guest on the Brendan Devaney DL Debate podcast is Sligo great Eamon O'Hara.
About 4 or 5 weeks ago, we listened to John Horan, the president of the GA, coming on talking about there won't be any football once the social distancing, and the outlook was bleak at that point, but obviously things have changed. The horizon is constantly changing and moving, and you know, thankfully now we're finding ourselves back in terms of what it's going to look like. Obviously the championship is going to go ahead. What date that will be still is unknown. That's all we can say with it. But I think everyone is different. You know, you can see down in Waterford or Wexford, I think the Wexford, the hurling side, but you can see that there's a bit of influence obviously from the county board or from Davy Fitz, the hurling manager. He obviously wants to get the club up done and finished as early as he can when they're having their semi-final or their county final on the 23rd of August. So that means he is an extra 3 weeks, even though you're going against the rules. The rules say that nobody's allowed back until the 14th of September at county level. So there's a lot of little bits of shuffling going on. There's a bit of cheating. There's a bit of hocus pocus in terms of some of the trainings that's actually happening at this present moment in time. But as of now, the future is that we're going to be playing again. But that could all change. If there's another bit of an outbreak, you know, that could all change. Brendan, you know that yourself. It's, you know, things with this COVID, we have no template to guide us, so we just have to play it by ear, and hopefully that next week it'll still be the results will be good, and we'll still have potential of football.
And once again, the DL debate with Brendan Devaney tonight, where he's joined by Eamon O'Hara and indeed former Derry PRO and now comedian Gerry Donnelly. It's available from 7 o'clock on our website, highlandradio.com. In racing, Frankie Dettori will ride the favourite English King in next month's Epsom Derby. The Italian was the leading jockey at last week's Royal Ascot Festival. The Derby has been moved to July and will be run behind closed doors because of the coronavirus pandemic. Finally, in rugby, Munster say that Joey Carberry is scheduled to return to action in September. The out-half underwent surgery in February on the ankle he injured in last year's World Cup warm-up win for the Irish over Italy. That's it from the sports desk for today. Michaela, our next bulletin is tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal is set to benefit from a €4 million government support package to mitigate against Brexit and other challenges. Donegal County Council secured funding of €3.7 million to establish the Alpha Innovation Centre, a low-carbon enterprise campus in Letterkenny's Enterprise Quarter, while Éireannach, based at the Co-Lab at LYIT, has secured around €350,000 to drive SMEs' connection to disruptive technology. Education Minister Joe McHugh says the investment will work towards confidence building with companies outside of the county.
There's two parts to the announcement, €3.6 million for a new Alpha building in Letterkenny, and also nearly €400,000 for Éireannach. And Éireannach now has been around since 1991, has been really, really ambitious and creative in terms of its own future plans for technology and the Internet of Things. And certainly this funding will help now, especially at a time as we prepare for the consequences of Brexit and as we prepare for the outcome and fallout from COVID-19. So look, the building in Letterkenny, I would want to acknowledge Donegal County Council for their forward planning. They had to put together a planning application in terms of preparing for this work very, very much in advance of this application. They're prepared for it, and I think the timing is right now for a building that will support existing buildings and existing businesses, and also for a project that will prepare for new projects and new enterprises in the future.
Weather night, cloudy with rain this evening, prolonged and possibly heavy and high humidity. Mainly light to moderate, occasionally fresh southerly winds, and lowest temperatures tonight of 11 to 14 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, there's been calls for an interim government to be elected if a deal to form a new one isn't passed on Friday, with criminal legislation that mandates a special criminal court needing to be passed by Monday. There's been calls for the Dáil to elect a provisional regime if the deal fails. Serious concern has been raised in Letterkenny following a number of unauthorised diffing events being held in the town over the weekend. Gardaí have been praised for their intervention after reports of hundreds of people congregating in the Bonagie area over the past two nights, with traffic ground to a standstill in the town centre on a number of occasions, resulting in the closure of the Pierce Road at one stage. Groups of up to six people can meet indoors in Northern Ireland from next Tuesday. It means the region will become the first part of the UK to allow some indoor gatherings. And Donegal County Council has today launched its new e-parking service. The initiative will provide cashless methods to pay for parking via a smartphone app and website. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, June the 22nd. The death has occurred of Bridget Marie Devaney, Lurgenbrack, Glenvar. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, a wake, funeral and burial are private. The death has taken place of Marion McCauley, Ard Colgan, Carndonna. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private. The death has occurred of Seamus Connolly, 248 Melmount Road, Victoria Bridge, Strabane. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are strictly private. The death has occurred of Josie Gallagher, Crocknagapple, Ardra. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral will be strictly private. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock can be viewed on mcnmedia.churchoftheholyfamilyardra. The death has occurred of Cecilia McCready, Kerr Point, Letchermack Ward. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, requiem mass and funeral strictly private. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Dunlop Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. And the death has occurred of James McGettigan, New Line Road, Letterkenny. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, requiem mass and funeral strictly private. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Residents' Comfort Fund, the Lodge, Hillcrest House, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director.